11. Casa de Pepe Barata. The home of José Vera Millán, popularly known as Casa de Pepe Barata, is in the historic center of Elda, on the corner between Calle Colón and Calle Nueva. The building stands in a partially changed urban landscape, due mainly to the widening of Calle Colón in the 1960s and to more modern buildings that have appeared in the last 30 years. It's part of a set of residential buildings in Calle Nueva, dating back to the second half of the 19th century and the early 20th century. The architectural style is modernist, similar to the Liberty style or Stile Floreale. On the ground floor, the building is wrapped round the corner by means of a chamfer, while the two upper floors consist of semicircular overhanging bay windows projecting from the front of the building in a cylinder shape looking out over the street. The bays are flanked by two simulated pilasters and finished with a curved cornice that runs round the facade. A top pediment bears the initials JV and the year 1928. The rest of the pediment also has decorated areas and there is a curved cornice divided by pillars in segments. The windows on the ground floor and the balconies have iron railings and every alternate balcony has a stone balustrade, a composition that is repeated on both sides of the building. The project was awarded to a leading architect whose name is unknown, although the construction work was done by master builder José Albert el Romanero. It was built in two stages as after the Spanish Civil War, a small extension was added in Calle Colón. The banister on the main staircase is one of the house's most valuable fixtures. The original building dates back to at least 1859, when it was owned by Gabriel Tormo y Bernabé. He was followed by seven further owners until 1928, when it was bought by José Vera Millán, who demolished the old building. The ground floor rooms were occupied by the photography studio owned by Berenguer and by Banesto, El Banco Español de Crédito, the Spanish credit bank, until the breakout of the Civil War. Towards the end of the conflict, it was temporarily used as a detention center for Republicans.